continued concerns over a Russian invasion of Ukraine. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Moscow today indicated it's willing to continue talks with the U.S. and other NATO allies about a diplomatic end to the tensions along Ukraine's border.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has declared a National Day of Unity on Wednesday, the 16th of this month, and he's going to be actually raising the salaries for Ukrainian troops temporarily. I actually talked with the president over the weekend when he was visiting some Ukrainian National Guard drills near Crimea, and I really pressed him on this idea of intelligence and what information he has seen from the Americans and whether or not he disagrees with those assessments from the Biden administration. He thinks there is different information out there. He has not really been convinced by that Western intelligence.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau today invoking emergency powers across all of Canada to quell the protest by demonstrators who have paralyzed Ottawa and blocked border crossings in anger over the country's COVID-19 restrictions. As daily cases of the Omicron COVID variant continue to decline in the U.S., bipartisan consensus is growing among the nation's governors to lift mask mandates.
Colorado Democrat Jared Polis says individuals should take voluntary precautions based on their own risk and comfort levels.
And the truth is, if you're at risk, and I use my parents as an example, they're 77 and my mom has some respiratory conditions. Yes, they do wear medical grade masks when they're out around others, but that should be an individual decision based on the science and the data.
The CDC continues to recommend masking in indoor public settings where transmission is substantial or high, which still includes most of the country.
Fox's Jonathan Sary. The Carteret County Sheriff's Office says a body's been found in a field of debris off the coast of North Carolina near where a plane disappeared yesterday. Officials say seven others aboard the single-engine plane are presumed dead. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Charges are filed against a man in New Mexico suspected in a mass stabbing yesterday that left 11 injured.
Police in Albuquerque say 42-year-old Tobias Gutierrez randomly stabbed people with a large knife as he traveled between at least six locations Sunday, including inside a convenience store, before police zeroed in on the suspect who was traveling on a bike.
The individual did get off his bike and did follow officer's orders, got down, and was detained.
Gilbert Gallegos with the Albuquerque PD. Not much is known right now about the suspect, who remains jailed on charges of aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. Victims sustained critical stabbing wounds, but we're told that all are stable or have been released from the hospital. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
A jury with three black members was sworn in today for the federal hate crimes trial of the white men previously convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, whose killing prosecutors will argue was motivated by racism. The judge says she expects the hate crimes trial to last between 7 and 12 days. A probe into a Russian skater who allegedly took performance-enhancing drugs prior to the Winter Games wraps up.
Russian figure skater Kamila Valieva has been cleared to carry on competing at the Winter Olympics even after it emerged the 15-year-old had failed a drugs test in December. The Court of Arbitration for Sport has ruled there are exceptional circumstances. Its Director General, Mathieu Reeb.
The athlete is under 16 and is a protected person under the World Anti-Doping Code.
It means Valieva can compete in the singles figure skating beginning beginning tomorrow, but her doping case is still under investigation. Medal ceremonies are on hold. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Ivan Reitman, the filmmaker and producer behind films from Animal House to Ghostbusters, has died. He was 75. His family says Reitman died peacefully in his sleep Saturday night at his home in Montecito, California. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.